right, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. We want to give you a shout out for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We also want to give a special shout out to our friends over at Chico Velo, supporting bicycling education and advocacy since 1980. Chico Velo encourages you to ride your bicycle and park it safely at their bike valet when available at the Thursday Night Market, Saturday Farmers Market, and for more information, visit chicovelo.org. You can also check out Chico Velo on Facebook. So we do this twice a year. This is our fundraising event. This is Pledge Drive. We are on target for our goal. So far, we have raised $20,809. So we are making it happen.
We need that money, y'all.
We need that money.
This station is run by the people, for the people.
Yes, sir.
And we like it when you can help us out. And I'm sure you like it that we're out here for you at 24/7.
That's right.
I mean, need you all to help us pay, help us keep these mics on. And we really appreciate all the support that you can give, whether it be 5, 10, whatever it might be. Every little dollar helps this station that you love so much here at KZFRS. And we appreciate this station a lot because it has given us a platform to talk our nonsense.
That's right. For 6 years now.
6 years now, yeah. Yeah, long time they've allowed us to do this. And no repercussions yet. Going to ride this wagon until they kick us off.
That's right.
We appreciate it, and we appreciate y'all for always lending the ear, and we hope that maybe you can lend a dollar that you can write off.
That's
right. We're not going to give it back to you.
It's a tax write-off, baby, and tax season's right around the corner. Ain't that right, Rude Dog?
Yes, sir.
Life is what you make it. So if you just think you're lending a dollar and you're going to get it back later, it's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And good deeds and good karma.
Yep.
All that nonsense.
So there's a few ways you could do that. KZFR.org. Donate. You can text pledge KZFR to 44321. You can also Venmo. I know that our boy John Lucan already Venmoed us at KZFR 91. Or wait, no, 901.
901.
Yeah. KZFR 901. KZFR 901. Please do not send it to KZFR 91 because we don't know who that is.
Well, It technically is 91.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it's also 901. Let's make it KZFR 901 on the Venmo. Thanks to our boy John, who already shot us $20. I'm going to match anything up to 25. So go ahead and hit us up. KZFR 901 on Venmo. You could also do it old school. 530-895-0131. We got some good-looking folks out there. We got Senor Felipe, we got our man Dan Carter, we got Leah working the phones right now, so 530-895-0131. We got all sorts of swag to give away. So
some KZFR legends right there. So,
yeah.
You know, get a chance to talk
heavy
to
hitters, KZFR heavy hitters.
Call right now, you get a chance to talk to one of our heavy hitters here at the
station. That's right.
So that's a treat right there.
Damn right.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all ready?
Say, so, we got a show to do, right?
We do.
Let's give it to them.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. Talking about practice, man.
We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomeki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spin it because you can't take this money with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, our producer extraordinaire, the Mac Daddy himself, Stepman Brett.
Yeah.
All right.
I like how you went with Fritos over here. So you got some chips in our green room right now for pleasure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you got the plain. I said the same thing. You got the plain Fritos.
I mean, respect plain Fritos, especially if you got like a, maybe a little bean dip app.
No dip there. Happening.
But no, you
all chip, no dip,
yeah,
baby.
You were just a corn chip, just like raw dogging it, essentially. You know.
What did it? So I love Doritos.
Yeah,
nacho cheese is classic.
I grabbed that. That's what I grabbed myself.
And I noticed we didn't have a ton of them.
So I guess so. Looking out for your fellow man.
Well,
even
and I just
there was a other box right next to those.
There was, but I didn't want to open a brand new box. And yeah, I do like corn chips, and I'll eat them raw.
I'm all good for a good Frito. Like Fritos are great. I mean, but I don't know. I feel like if you have an option for like a nacho cheese, and you choose the Frito,
I understand how that could be confusing.
It's like, hey, I got a Ferrari right here, but you know what? That Oldsmobile, speaking my name right there.
Yeah, it's dependable.
Yeah.
Low maintenance, you know?
You can do a lot of things to that Oldsmobile, and it'll still be going, you know? Same with that Frito chip right there.
There you have it.
Shouts to the chip game.
Nah, big shouts to the bag. So, yo, usually we start these October shows talking about football. But when you have the wild card weekend we just had in baseball, I think it's appropriate, if you boys are okay with it, to start with baseball.
Baseball, yeah. It was a fun weekend.
It was a fun weekend all the way around. I would love to start with the Seattle Mariners advancing after being down 8-1.
Wow. Wow.
Toronto, rough living out there for you. That's that's tough. That's a 7-run lead in the eighth inning in a closeout game
in Toronto.
In Toronto, at home.
That's right.
At home.
You had
That's
three
right.
games at home and you couldn't even win one of them.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. Embarrassing, pathetic on Toronto's part.
A lot of people picked them to go to the World Series and win it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And no, they're out in the wild card round.
Well, in Toronto, that squad is loaded with talent. I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I've been watching a ton of baseball all season, but they got Vlad Guerrero Jr., George Springer, who ended up going out of that game because of that collision that actually tied the ball game 9-9. But that is a very talented team, and it was a bit surprising to see them go up 8-1 at home and blow that lead.
And this is also a Blue Jays squad that has a pretty all-star closer that they brought in to do the job, and he failed to do so. Jordan Romero had a tough one out there. That being said, he failed completely, and it was an awful showing by him in a really just tough performance from the Blue Jays all around in that pitching staff. That was the pitching staff that probably let them down more often than their lineup. The lineup was good. Pitching, not so much.
Agreed. Also, what's not so good, your microphone now.
Yeah, it sounds pretty bad right now.
We might have to send you over there.
Say, you're all the way up. I can't do anything else anymore.
Yeah. I think we're going
to have to win with that mic.
This is why we need your guys' help, y'all. This is why we need your guys' help. We need a new producer, too, who's just turning my mic off.
I clicked the wrong one. I'm sorry.
There we are. Better now?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Kim, are we going to be able to hear Rudy?
Hello.
Not at all.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Perfect. Perfect. This is exactly how Pledge Drive should be going. Now you guys understand we need a new board. We need some new microphones. And you guys can help us right now by hitting up KZFR.org and click that donate button. You can also call us 530-895-0131. We clearly need your help. So anything from 5 to 500 will do. Our show goal is 300, and we are at, I believe, $20 so far. We could do better than that, people. So hit us up, 530-895-0131, and we'll make it happen. Going back to the world of baseball, what was the biggest surprise to you? Was it the Seattle game, or what was the biggest surprise to you, Derek?
I talked to you before a little bit about what my predictions slightly were. I was one of the few that thought the Padres were going to knock out the Mets. I think a lot of people were, ooh, now I'm getting sexy again. Okay. Did we just figure it out?
I've got a lot of moving parts I'm trying to figure out while we're moving.
It's okay.
So, are we all set? Are we good?
I don't know. Does it sound better now? I don't know. You tell me.
You sound fine.
Okay. Here we go. Let's keep it going. So I saw the Padres. I saw that Mets doom and gloom. They just lived up to set expectations. And then I would say probably would be the I don't know. That whole I saw the Guardians as well. I like Cleveland in that series against Tampa Bay. I think Cleveland has a really underrated pitching staff with a really a lineup that can definitely connect. They can connect together, and that's what you need.
You were saying before the playoffs started that you thought Cleveland can make a real run here.
I definitely think they can. I would not be surprised if you see them in the ALCS taking on New York in the ALDS right now in the division series. So this is a Cleveland squad that definitely can. They're hot right now. The teams that are all win right now, it goes to show you, home field advantage did not matter whatsoever as three of the four away squads were able to triumph. Ultimately, obviously, the Padres taking down the Mets in a tragic fashion in New York.
Embarrassing. It was beautiful to watch.
It was.
I hate the Padres. I hate the Mets. I hate both of them. But it was nice to see the Mets go down.
It was pretty pathetic on the Mets' behalf when they brought in Edwin Diaz down for nothing, and they're still playing his walk-up song of the trumpets. They really buried themselves. They buried themselves when they brought in Timmy Trumpet for the Dodgers series in a regular season match and made it. Hyped it up a lot for no real. It was a big series, yes, but they got way too into it, I think, and really just kind of they busted a little too early. You know, they really just was like, you know what, a little premature out there. Wasn't even postseason baseball, and they were acting like it was. They were in the foreplay mode, and they finished it off early. You know, they didn't even get to the real round at all. And it's unfortunate for them because it was electric. It was so cool. That Edwin walkout music was awesome. I think the whole world of baseball was captured by it. And I enjoyed it, too. As a Dodger fan, I thought it was super cool. But to see them do it again in the postseason in a feeble attempt when they're down 4-0 in the eighth inning, they bring him in. And he gives up a double to Soto, who scores two more runs. And it's just like you can never walk out to that music ever again. Like,
no,
that music is probably buried.
Yes, exactly.
The Mets can never play Timmy Trumpets. He's never welcome there ever again in the stadium, I feel. I don't think they should ever allow him there.
He is 86 from there, 100%.
And the fact that the Mets, there's a part of me that feels for them because the Mets fans are definitely, I can have a certain feel for them as well because as Dodger fans, I know what it's like to lose a lot. We've lost a lot. The Mets have never experienced, we've probably had a lot more success than the Mets. We've obviously been to a lot more World Series, but we have lost a lot more World Series than anybody else out there. So we know what a heartache hurts. We know what heartache means. I've been there. I live it. I'm scared. The Padres scare me. As a Dodger fan, nervous for it. This is the postseason. Everything's thrown out the window. All that record against it is hogwash. It means absolutely nothing. Now it matters.
So you're saying right now that you'd rather play the Braves instead of the Padres right now in this series?
I wish the Braves had played the Padres in the wild card series. That's ultimately what I wanted, and I would love to take the Braves after hopefully going three games. That's what you assume. I would think the Braves could take out the Padres if they played them in that wild card series. I think I would have taken on that. No matter what, getting the wild card team, that is, they had to use a lot of pitchers for it. And that's what you wanted. I wanted, no matter what, that series to go three games. Whoever came out of it, you know it's going to be a dogfight.
Oh,
no matter what.
100%.
Especially with the Padres, even more so. They love to hate us. The Padres love to hate us.
Well, yeah.
That's what a lot of, you know, we have bodied them this entire season.
Yeah.
A 14-5 record against them.
Yeah.
Damn.
So it's a tough look for the Padres in their regular season. But again, they could throw that all the way by a nice little five-game run on us and knock us out of the playoffs after we have 111 wins. Like, I don't know. I just...
Five-game run, all they got to do is win four.
They got to win three.
Oh, that's right.
It's
best of three in the DS.
Best
right.
of three in the DS. So they got to do. So they got five games to.
No, best of five.
Yeah. So they have at least
three wins.
Yeah, three wins. So they have potential. They could do it. You know, they got five games to win three of them, and see what they can do. And they have pitching that's hot right now. That's the big thing. Hot starting pitching right now. Joe Musgrove was lights out last night for the Padres against.
That's why the Mets try to get him out of there.
Desperate. The ear gate will forever go down. it was the conspiracy was another one I saw out there. There was some talk that if you hadn't seen it, Joe Musgrove was dealing against the
disgusting.
Mets.
Disgusting.
The guy allowed one hit over seven innings of complete and utter domination. The Mets were the first team ever to get one hit in a elimination game. So again, another tough look for the Mets. And they tried to, in all desperate, to get Joe Musgrove out of there because his ears were exceptionally shiny.
They were blinging out there. Those
really shiny.
Are,
so yeah. A lot of people thought there might have been something on there. I did see something that said that apparently it's something to do is put hot sauce in your ear. It's a put red hot in your ear.
What?
Really?
Essentially, it makes the poacher focus more. That was something thrown out by Andrew McCutcheon. Say that that's something that pitchers do. It doesn't make it sticky. I think it just maybe just hones in a little bit. I don't know. But that was what Andrew McCutcheon had tweeted out.
That's weird.
No idea. No actual. It's just alleged, obviously. But he's obviously someone who has a little bit closer connection to the mound than I do. So I would take his word to somewhat seriousness. So interesting. If he's using hot sauce, again, he said it wasn't sticky, so it wasn't like he was cheating, even though the spin rates on Musgrove's balls were exceptionally up. Now, like, that just could be the man's juice for the situation. The dude is pumped. He's in a knockout situation on the road, and he just wants to stick it to Mets fans. So that could possibly adrenaline comes into that play. So I think it was just a move by Buck Showalter to try to do anything he possibly could to get Musgrove out of that game because the Mets were not doing absolutely anything. They were doing nothing against that man. So shouts to the Padres. You knocked out the Mets, who were a lot of people's pick. They're the team.
Everyone's pick, dude. Yeah, that was my pick in that now.
This was a squad that, as a Dodger fan, everyone loves to say, we bought our squad. The Mets bought their squad completely, and it failed for them. They bought Scherzer. They bought Canna. They bought Bassett. They bought Amarte. They brought in Lindor. They did a lot of things. They bought a lot of pieces, and you failed there. They had the highest payroll in baseball because of that. Which, hey, Mets fans, you were willing to spend money.
It's New York, baby.
It's New York. Sorry.
Well, the Dodgers and the Mets bought their team for the most part.
I mean, we bought, we bought two players, and one of them is not even playing for us right now. Bauer is sitting at home right now, and Freddie Freeman.
You did trade for
Mookie. We traded for Mookie Betts, and a lot of people we got out of just kind of trade moves and free agent findings and built them up, and we've paid them because they performed well. Have to pay our good players. We're willing to pay our good players, but we don't. I feel to say that we bought our team is just a little bit of a. There's a lot more nuance to it. Yes, we have a high payroll, but that helps when you find diamonds and roughs and then learn you have to pay them once you.
But that's also
diamonds.
Baseball. Yeah, there's no salary cap, so there's
if
no.
If you have it, spend it.
Yeah,
and if
no
you
point
don't
complain.
Spend it, you better be really good baseball players.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what I guess you got to look at a lot of these small market teams. The Mariners doing a fantastic. Granted, they're spending money too. The Mariners, they went out in the offseason and bought, and it shows off
and
why.
And it's paying off.
It 100% did. There's some great videos circulating of the Mariner fan circuit. I don't know if you saw the Nissan dealership video of these guys celebrating the victory of that comeback. They get the Mariners have a signature after every victory. They gather in a circle and do a little jant, a little jolt, a little.
Toyota? Was it the.
Nissan.
Yes. Nissan.
Nissan dealership. And either way, tomato potato.
I thought it was Toyota, but
who
regardless.
Cares, okay? Either way, they're dancing.
Right. Doesn't matter.
But we're not sponsored by either of them, so stop mentioning them, all right?
Fair enough.
But you can sponsor the show by hitting KZFR.org, hitting up at KZFR at 901 on Venmo, or text Pledge KZFR to 44321. We need that money again. Hey. We're broken down here, guys. We're hobbling. We're on like. We have four legs out there. Only three of them are working right now.
That's
okay?
right.
You know,
but well, we're making it work.
We do. Why? Because the show must go on.
That's right.
The show must go on, and it has been a fantastic October. Baseball is off to a great start. Unfortunately, we only got one game three to come out of this situation, but it was, I guess, it would be the Mets and the Padres. That's the one you wanted to see go the most. But again, seeing the Mariners come out, that comeback is just electric. That was delicious to watch. And you got to give a shout out again. We haven't mentioned it at all. Philadelphia going into St. Louis with a team that had a lot of magic. And anything that happens to the S-Birds, I'm always fine when they go down, and because they're terrible people too. Don't like St. Louis whatsoever. Okay, those little red birds, poop. All right, and I'm sorry that Pujols. That's where your season ends. So shouts to Pujols, Molina, and Wainwright. Probably never see y'all again.
Yeah,
great careers, but again, you play for the S-Birds, and I don't like you. So I'm happy to see you guys go. Philly. Got some magic going.
Philly's hot, boy.
A lot again. All these teams right now, you don't want to face them just because, like, again, it is momentum is everything you want in October. But at the same point in time, momentum is only as good as the next day's starting pitcher. So pitching is everything. Padres got really good pitching. If you had a futures on them before, that's not a bad bet right now. Okay, I hate saying it. I really do, but it's just my doom and gloom comes out in this moment because I know and always expect the worst to happen.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it. And then we got, obviously, you got to give us, do you think that that Houston-Seattle season is going to be a lot of fun to watch. This division matchup's a lot of... We have two division matchups going on with the... I'm sorry, three of them. Three of the four matchups are division matchups. We have Atlanta and the Phillies. We've got Dodgers, Padres, and we have got Mariners, Houston. And that makes for a delicious matchup even more so because they got rivalries. They've seen each other a lot this season. They're ripe for the picking. This is going to be a fun... This DS is going to be a lot of fun. You could, again, see some upsets. I like Cleveland over New York. Seattle's got some momentum, but Houston is so dominant. Houston is just built for October. Verlander, Framber Valdez, that is a disgusting pitching staff they have. And plus a lineup that loves to hit. Yordan Alvarez loves to hit. You're gone, Alvarez. His ball's always gone.
Are we good?
All over, man. I can't help it. I'm excited.
You're excited about baseball.
Yeah.
That's the most baseball we have ever talked on this show.
Thank God. I had to get it out.
You feel better?
I do.
Good.
I had, yeah.
All right.
I've been watching a lot of baseball. Like, that first day was from 9 a.m. until, like, I had to go to work.
Yep. I like it.
Yeah.
Someone's filling in for Brad since he took the year off of watching baseball.
I'm glad we're starting to talk about baseball when I take the... Your hiatus off.
No problem.
You didn't watch it? No. You just watched.
Nope.
You just watched that.
I just watched.
Series.
Actually, only was able to watch one game due to work for that Braves series, but it was nice to get it in, but now I'm off for the rest of the year.
All right.
You took one hit and that was it.
Which sucks because the Mariners are actually in it. I was excited to see them.
Definitely excited to see.
You can still watch baseball.
I mean,
it's okay, bro.
No one is telling you.
It's based off principle at this point. I've made it this far. I'm actually impressed with myself, so I'm going to see this out
all
the way through.
Okay. All right. Well, October baseball, not for Brad.
Not this year, unfortunately.
But it is for Seattle.
And it is for Derek, clearly.
Yes, it is, 100%. Yeah.
Good for you. I'm proud
baseball.
Of you. Baseball, Can we talk about week 5 in the NFL real quick?
Yeah, sure, why not?
The Rams, they're poop.
Horrible.
Disgusting. Told you guys I didn't think the Rams or the Bengals were going to make the playoffs. I just think too many injuries, too much turnover in the team. And
garbage, dude. They're embarrassing to watch. Stafford looks old.
Embarrassing. Wow. I wouldn't go that far. They can't protect Stafford at all. He's playing injured. And they're down some weapons this year. They still have Cooper Kupp, obviously, but they look trash, and the Niners now lead that division. However, the Niners, speaking of injuries, the Niners are going to lose Mosley.
Mosley for the year. Torn ACL sucks because he was
playing at a Pro Bowl level to start the season.
And a contract year, too.
Yeah, that defense is looking great. Probably the best defense in the league
so far. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you guys played by Panthers, and we're poop soup.
Yeah, you didn't gain a lot from. You didn't learn a lot about what you have in the Niners. You learned a lot about what you've lost.
The only thing I will say is I thank you all for finally getting us to fire Matt Rhule. So that's what I will say about the Niners. You got us to realize Matt Rhule doesn't.
Oh yeah, he got fired, and they're paying him $40 million
to go away.
To
gotta
not
love
coach.
It, man.
Oh, man.
That's the best way to leave a place. Like, hey, all right, you're fired, but you know what?
Here's 40 mil.
Here's 40 mil. Hasta luego.
I would love that to happen to me. I would never need to work again.
It happened to Coach O. He had a nice little show out the door.
Oh, yeah. You Coach know? O is still getting paid.
$17 million.
How's Coach O? Have you talked to him or no?
He's doing well. I don't know. Maybe if the pledges come around, maybe he can show up for and make a pledge himself.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah,
hell
We'll reach out. We'll see where Coach O is at, y'all. So
love that.
We'll hear some maybe some Tiger facts from the man or something, you know, for pledge drive.
Real quick. With the NFL, how are you feeling about your Packers?
Not good. Not good at all. I mean, I didn't think they were going to be the greatest team in the North, but I mean, it was a little concerning watching that and losing to the Giants, even though they are on a roll in the beginning of the year. It's still the Giants, and they're missing, four of their targets. So, not a great defense. One target on offense doesn't really add up to a great season. I'm just hoping we kind of skimp by.
A lot of people are picking the Packers to win the NFC.
They're stupid.
Okay.
All of them. That is a horrid take.
Are the Giants for real at all?
No.
I don't think they're for real, but I think it's going to be Philly and the Giants vying for that East spot.
Whoa, the Giants over the Cowboys?
I feel
like it's going to be Phillies and Cowboys.
I feel like it's going to be the Giants and the Phillies.
Okay.
I think the Cowboys are going to be that third place team.
Is gonna, you're on our list now. I think the Cowboys are pretty good, man.
100%.
Cowboys look pretty good.
Well, they're going to put Dak back in. He's going to blow it all up.
But I have zero faith in the Giants, though.
Wait, what are you saying Cooper Rush is your guy?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying
he's a ginger, so you know. Gingers unite.
That's okay. I'm saying Dax. Wow. They're gonna Dak's gonna get healthy. He's gonna come back in, and he's gonna lose all these games for him and take him out of the contention.
Wow,
that's what I think is gonna happen.
Interesting.
I'm holding to the fire right now.
I don't. I just their offense changes so much with Dak, and what the way this team is built is to play good defense and run the ball. And I think the offensive coordinator there, I can't remember his name.
Kellen Moore, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it still Kellen Moore?
Kellen Moore is our OC.
Yeah, their OC. I think he just gets too tempted when Dak is in there to start playing to Dak's strengths and throwing it all over the field when they should be a possession type of team. And that's not at all what they've been when Dak's in the building. When he's suited up, that's not who they are, and that's who they probably need to be. So, yes, sir. Oh, our girl Erin Isamaki. Oh, Rod Feingold came
through. It's Statman Day.
Let's go, baby.
You could do the same right now.
And our foreign correspondent, shouts to Erin.
Shouts to our foreign correspondent who will be on in just a moment here. You can donate to the station right now, KZFR.org. You can also text pledge KZFR to 44321. You can Venmo KZFR 901. And you can also call us, do it old school, 530-895-0131, and pick out some swag. Yes, sir.
And y'all, we are halfway to our goal at 300.
We're at 150?
We're at 150. Let's see if we can get there. We're not even halfway there yet.
All right. I like it.
We really
not even halfway into the show. We're already halfway there to our goal. Let's see if we can get some more, guys.
Love it. Love it. And thank you, everyone who's donated so far. Keep it coming in. Let's do a $5 challenge right now. Shoot us $5. We'll match. We'll make it happen. Every little dollar goes a long way, as you heard at the beginning of the show. We have a really nice studio. We just had a broken microphone.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And also, I mean, we shouted him out in the beginning, but he's kind of getting a little antsy right now. Shout out to the lanky legend, John Lucan. Shouts to him.
How many shout outs does he want?
Oh, apparently,
for the $20, he wants to make fun of you.
Oh, he does? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wait, really? Okay, no, I feel like he needs to up that if you want to make fun of me on air for him.
Lord. Oh, fair enough.
I feel like he needs to up to 50.
So you're telling me people can buy your humiliation?
Oh, yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right. If,
yes, 100%.
Another $20 and you could give me the insult.
$20 to the insult.
To Brad.
I love this idea.
I do too.
If we can keep this going for the next 3 weeks, have people like pledge in and then submit it in. We can go over the next couple weeks. I like this idea.
I like it too.
Submit for the insults.
I did, before we move on, I did want to talk about the dopest intro I've ever seen in the history of sports with Brian Robinson Jr., who was shot in this offseason, actually.
Shot twice, right?
Shot twice in the leg during a carjacking attempt. Ended up coming out this weekend for the Washington Commanders to 50 Cent's Miniman. And that was the hardest thing I've ever seen. Coming through the fog to Miniman after getting shot and playing 6 weeks later.
Unreal.
Got shot in the leg.
Unreal.
The bullet went straight through and came and played 6 weeks later. It came out to 50 Cent Miniman. That is the dopest thing I have seen. I think it's the sickest intro I've ever seen in a sport ever.
I mean, we all wondered what it's like to get shot, right?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how painful it is.
Oh, man. I don't want to think.
Like, if you had to get shot anywhere, where are you getting shot at?
Ooh.
You know? If you had to take a bullet right now.
Probably either the finger I don't need on the hand. I don't know. I think
either shoulder
or the
leg.
Earlobe.
I'm going fleshy part of my leg.
I don't know. Maybe butt would be a shot I could take.
No,
because
you can't sit down though.
Yeah,
that's true. Touche.
I'm thinking the fleshy part, like through my thigh.
Maybe like through the foot, like just
like the top of it,
or maybe like the middle of the hand or something. I don't know. But that's a lot of bones in there.
Yeah, I think the thigh.
Yeah.
Fleshy part of the thigh.
I feel like the thigh, you could get that artery, the carotid artery, and you're dead.
Yeah, that is true.
So that's something like right here.
Maybe
the shoulder
might be the way to go.
Or like your earlobe.
All I'm thinking is
or the arm, maybe.
We're talking like actually getting shot, not grazed. Okay, not like, oh, I just dodged a bullet and it grazed my ear.
It's
I'd rather do that, 100%. No, you're legit. You're getting a bullet
all right,
pointed point blank. Yeah.
I'm thinking like a Die Hard moment where it's like,
yeah, right, and hope it
through
goes,
and through.
You hope it goes through.
Through and
yeah,
through.
You wanna go,
yeah, yeah, that's why I'm thinking the shoulder because yeah, you can go through and through. Leg might hit a bone.
Yeah, I think that's the.
Okay, fair yeah, enough.
All right, that's. Let us know.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Text us and let us know what, where you want to get shot.
Yeah. Hit us up, KCNFR.org. Let us know where you want to be shot.
You had to. All right.
So, John just put in another five to make fun of me.
Did he include an insult?
Yeah.
To make fun of him. I don't know what if that's going to be enough, though. $5?
Wait, are we making fun of him? Or
yes.
We're supposed to make fun of Brad.
He's, you guys are supposed
John's
to. Yes. Because okay, he's not here, but he doesn't have a joke for you guys.
You're a stupid ginger.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah,
I mean, for five bucks, that's about a $5 insult. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Sorry. You're fine.
I know. But, I mean, $5 insult. I mean, pathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pathetic.
You can do better, John. You can do better.
I'm pathetic, too. Yeah. You're not getting much out of me out of there, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show where we like to get derailed about baseball for 20 minutes for no apparent reason. Right now, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. You can help us out. Keep us independent. We have no corporate oversight.
Help That's what I can talk about for baseball for 20 minutes and nobody says anything. They're like, yeah, do it. Yeah. Do it. Whatever.
You just get a couple eye rolls in the building. Yeah. But you don't care. You don't have any executives saying move on.
I can give you weekly updates on cockfighting every single time.
That's true.
We have to. One of these days, it's going to come back. Yeah, it's been a while. We'll let you know how the world's going out there. But, you know.
But once again, you can hit us up, 530-895-0131. Select a, we have some really cool gifts this pledge drive. So call one of our illustrious staff that's working the phones right now. You can also hit us up on Venmo, KZFR901. You can go to the website, KZFR.org/donate. You can also text us, Pledge KZFR. Text Pledge KZFR 244321. There you have it, people. Multiple ways to donate. Listen, look how easy this is. I'm going to donate $25 right now. I just hopped on Venmo, typed in KZFR 90.1, and I'm going to write Talking About Practice. Boom. Done. There we go. And it's done. Just like that, ladies and gentlemen. I just got $25 for a tax write-off and did something nice for my people here at KZFR.
That $25 would go for more boxes of Fritos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need Fritos. And they keep rolling in. Who we got now?
Same guy, John Thomas Lucan. Best sports show in the North State.
All right, there we go.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, John.
No bias there. That
yeah,
was
no,
a,
no bias at all on that one.
Source right there,
totally
guys.
Unbiased. Okay. All right. Want to give a shout out to you for spending some of your evening with us here, FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico People Powered Community Radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Also want to give a big shout out to our friends over at Baker's Birkenstock, featuring more than 40 brands of footwear, socks, purses, and hats. Baker's Birkenstock has been serving our community for over 40 years with locations at 333 Broadway Street in downtown Chico and at 691 First Street in Paradise. Also on Facebook. There you have it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right. With no further ado, I think it's about that time. We do a little news, get you caught up on the most important stories going on around the world. News breaks in the tri-state area. Oops.
Are we good?
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. With our first story of the day, we hop on over to good old jolly old England, where we buried a queen and we crowned a king. And that King Charles, he's doing some revolutionary things right now, y'all. You might have saw the video where he refused to move pens out of his way, because why would a king move pens when you have peasants to do them for you? All for it, baby. Less work. You're king, all right? Never lift a finger unless you have to. You didn't have to do it there. Make somebody else do it for you. That's a righteous king right there. Jobs for people. Speaking of giving jobs for people, my man was just tired of waking up to the same old alarm clocks every single day. That annoying ringing in your phone, I'm right there with you, is terrible. It's a terrible way to wake up. I want something more soothing, a little bit more relaxing. So what does my dude, King Charles, do? He hires himself a piper! That's right, a piper to blow bagpipes every morning at 9 a.m. outside his window. And that is how a king wakes up. And that, I have to say, is balling right there. Like, you have a guy that comes in just to wake you up by playing bagpipes. That right there is how royalty should be. If you're going to be a royal, you might as well go full court, okay? So shout to King Charles and his paid piper. Because, my man, that's a great way to wake up. Bagpipes in the morning, that's like, I feel like, you know, looking over a Scottish landscape of green heaven as they play a little bagpipe. And I'm trying to do a Scottish impression. It's terrible. I'm going to stop right now because it sounds more Irish than anything. And I continue for some reason, but no. I stopped now. So King Charles, shouts to you, my man. You're living up to the crown's reputation.
What a life, dude.
Right?
What a life.
I would say bagpipes to wake up. That's a nice way. I feel like I'd go classic. I think I'd want a piano to wake me up.
Piano, like a violin, maybe a
little string quartet with a piano in there. Delicious.
Or how about like a full-out mariachi band?
I feel like that's a little too much. That's aggressive. That's like I need tequila at that point in time. Okay. That's a party day. Like, there, you know?
So you're gonna go pianos. What like musician would you go with? Like if you can go with any like pianist, I guess. What would you go with to wake you up?
Frédéric Chopin.
Oh, okay.
There we
go.
Yeah, that's a delicious man right there.
I'm a Beethoven fan.
Beethoven, yeah. Okay. Baroque composers are all, I love them all, but Chopin, he's not technically Baroque, I should think about it, but either way, still love him. Cool. That being said, if it wasn't for music, I'd like the smell of bacon to wake me up.
Oh, dude.
Yes. Honestly, out in the countryside or in a cabin, you have bacon waking you up.
And coffee.
Oh,
some hot coffee and a warm fire. Oh, yeah. So bagpipes, my man King Charles, you could do it better, but I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
Your head's right. Okay. John says Miss Lauryn Hill, the voice of that beautiful angel to wake you up. That would be a nice one. Yeah,
okay.
No doubt. Miss
Lauryn
Hill would be a good one. Beyonce, too. I would take that. Yeah. I prefer something else to wake up to with Beyonce instead of her singing, but
hey.
That's the same point. As we keep it pushing along right now, we bring it back stateside, where we go from royalty to, I don't even know what to call this man. My man, good old Dustin Sulcum, over in the good old Midwest of Oklahoma, decided that he was tired of the hobunk town that he was in, Texas, decided to hop on the back of an 18-wheeler and travel 130 miles into Oklahoma.
Damn.
My man hung on to the back of a semi-truck for 130 miles.
Surprised he didn't last that long when no one calling the cops or anything.
I mean, meth is a hell of a drug. Okay? And it makes you do some crazy things, like hang on to pickup trucks for 130 miles.
I'm wondering where he hung on to get going. Because there's like very little room on the back of a semi-truck to be hanging on to. That's crazy.
I wish there was some video of it. I feel like there would be someone who would have caught that, right? But, I mean, you are driving in the middle of, like, nothing.
Nowhere.
Texas, and no one's really paying attention whatsoever.
Yeah, especially that north end. I mean, if you're not in Amarillo, nothing up there.
Nobody. Yeah, there's parts of Texas where you'll drive for an hour straight on the highway without seeing another car. So,
Highly possible, but my man had himself a free ride. So, Dustin, seek help, baby. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Okay?
Good for him.
I mean, if you're hanging on for 130 miles, you got some grip strength. You know, you got some potential. Like, you got places you could go. You know?
Yeah.
Just apply it differently. Scale a mountain. You become really popular that way. Without any ropes or anything, people make movies about you. And you can do all the meth in the world at that point.
Just make sure you live.
And then die on the meth.
Yeah.
That's probably the life to go, right?
Don't die on the mountain.
No. On the meth.
Die on the hill.
Yeah. One last story to wrap up this glorious new segment for you. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to go with this one. I like this one more because it's better right now. I like a little false advertising. I don't know about you guys. If I'm getting something from Texas, I want it from Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
if I want something from China, I want it from China, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, Texas Pete hot sauce is flying underneath a false flag. That's Ooh. Right. There ain't nothing Texas about Texas Pete. Texas Pete is more closely related to North Carolina Nelly. So unfortunately, for Texas Pete Hot Sauce Company, they're facing themselves a lawsuit. Because that is found out by a man in Los Angeles.
In LA.
Found out Texas Pete Hot Sauce ain't from Texas. It's made in North Carolina. So he decides, class action lawsuits coming your way, Texas Pete. So get ready for North Carolina Peter. That's coming your way. It's not as spicy.
Damn. That's embarrassing.
Right? How you call yourself Texas Pete? You ain't from Texas.
Yeah.
Like, how did Texas allow that to happen?
He could be from Texas and lives in Carolina.
That is true.
He could be Texas Pete.
He could be.
Because everyone knows he's Peter from Texas.
Very true. So maybe he maybe could win this, Texas allowed
it. He could win this
maybe
one.
Maybe he could. So Texas, yeah. Texas Pete might still be around.
Oh.
But either way, Texas, stand up.
All right? Stand proud.
Lone Star State, baby. That's the news, y'all.
All right. Thank you, sir. As always, excellent. Now, we bring in our foreign correspondent to help us class up the show. She's a big fan of Justin Bieber, so she gets the Bieber intro. From now on, our foreign correspondent, Aaron. Hello!
How's it going, guys?
We're doing fantastic around here. Matter of fact, we are $125 away from our goal. So you can hit us up right now, 530-895-0131. Help us get that $125 and hit our show goal. I know, Aaron, you donated earlier. We want to thank you for that. But let's talk about the real reason we brought you on. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, I don't know if Derek has told his parents, but I think they normally, or they will donate if they are aware. So maybe tell Derek to hit up his mom.
Well, he's watching Venmo. Instagram right now, so yeah. He's busy.
Super busy right now. There's so much more important things to do.
Hey, Derek, hit up your parents.
He'll think about it.
I promise you, my mom knows how to use Venmo.
I'm sure she does, yeah.
All right, Aaron, it's that time of the year. Let's get a hockey preview.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodness, that was late.
All right.
I was waiting for it. It's painful.
Yeah.
Painful, but I do it. I do it for the fans.
Thank you.
The season starts tomorrow. We kick off with two games, the Lightning versus the Rangers and the Golden Knights versus the King. It seems like a kind of random two games. The Lightning is kind of the only interesting team that I think is playing. Maybe the Golden Knights, but not so much. I think we've got a few exciting teams to look out for. Obviously, Colorado, who won the Stanley Cup, which I called.
That's right.
They did lose Nazem Kadri, who is obviously like one of the best players in the NHL right now. So we're going to need to see their backup forward really step it up this season. Another team that we'll be interested to follow this season is the Panthers. Obviously, they won the President's Cup, had the best record, then lost in the second round.
Yeah.
Very strange. They didn't do a whole lot in the offseason other than extend their goalie's contract. A little strange, but, they've got potential. I think Tampa Bay is another big team, obviously, because of their history. Their forward, Anthony Cirelli, is out until December, so they made a trade at the deadline last year for Brandon Hagel, and he'll need to step it up. And then I think the other interesting team to watch out for is going to be the Calgary Flames, who ended up trading for Nazem Kadri. Kadri's kind of, he's had some up years and some down years. Last year he set a career high with 87 points. So we'll see how it shakes out for the Calgary's trading for him.
Yeah, so who would you take if you had to put money on it right now? Who are you taking?
Well, obviously, Colorado.
Okay. I like it.
You know, they didn't do a whole lot. Kadri's gone, but, still most of their team is intact. And, they're on fire. So I think that always helps. Maybe Florida.
Do the San Jose Sharks have any shot this year?
Absolutely not.
All right.
Not any chance. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Are you going to check out an Avs game this year?
You know what? I really want to try to, actually. It's not too far of a plane ride for me, so we're definitely going to look into it.
Yeah, hockey's awesome in person. I'm really excited it's coming back. The one thing I don't understand, and I don't understand why any sports league does this, but why two games to start? I understand for the NFL it makes sense. You get that Thursday night game, all eyes on the one game. But I think hockey is kind of doing itself a disservice. You're starting on a Tuesday. You're not going up against NFL. You are going up against Major League Baseball playoffs, but you're not going up against NFL. I don't understand why you don't just make a whole day around this and have every team play. It seems like that's how to get a little more buzz about the sport, get a little more buzz about the teams. If every team was playing similar to how baseball does it, I know baseball's changed it up over the years, but I just think you should have just an opening day and a celebration of all hockey fans rejoicing that their team is back in action. And I would like to see hockey change that. I don't know. Sorry, little side tangent. But do you agree with that, or are you good with just having the two games and just having those primetime games?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head, especially because there's the Golden Knights versus the Kings is the second game. Like, what? They're not even, like, hot teams.
Right.
But, you know, they're going up baseball playoffs, but it's just, you know, game one. So, yeah, it seems like a real bad call. Like, who's going to watch the Golden Knights versus the Kings over playoff baseball?
I mean, I will.
It's a tough get.
Well, that's because you don't have a choice because you have...
Well, it's also, I'm a Kings fan. So my team's in baseball's not in it, so that's the reason why.
You're in the vast minority, Brad.
Yes, and I usually am.
That's correct.
And I don't think that the NHL is looking for the vast minority here. Right. It's a terrible business plan.
Let's get as many niche customers as we possibly can.
I want my pool of people to be as small as possible.
Yes.
That way I can really reach them.
Exactly.
I want to know them all personally.
Right. I want to have 40 people who are super into what we're doing. Kind of like
it.
This radio show.
That's what we want.
Aaron, excellent as always. We're looking forward to the start of NHL hockey, and we will be looking forward to doing more hockey updates throughout the season.
Puck yeah.
That's right.
Sounds like you're super thrilled about it too. You're gonna have to deal with that for 8 months now. So
I'm trying to think of another catchphrase that I can say over Derek, but I'm not there yet. But I am workshopping it. I'm gonna come up with something.
I like it. All right, Aaron.
More like what the puck.
Oh my god.
Something more original.
Thanks as always, and we will catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later. All right, excellent. Always appreciate Aaron's influence on the show, and we need someone to cover hockey around here, and she does an excellent job for us year in and year out. So thank you to her and her pledge, which you could also do. You could jump in on the fun. Like I said, we have $125 to go. We have 10 minutes to meet that goal. If everyone jumped online right now and hit up Venmo, KZFR901, and just gave us $8, we'd reach that goal. So why don't you be nice and give us $5? Hey, maybe $20. We would appreciate it. We're close, $125 away from goal. Let's get it, guys. Come on, baby.
Help out your community radio station.
Help out your community, yes. Yeah. That's what we're all about here locally. We just got a pledge. Can you help us out there?
Yeah. Well, three of them are us. And then the other one is Ian.
Ian!
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah. Dog, Ian, thank you, sir. Where does that put us?
We are getting the official word. While we get the official word, do you want the useless stat of the day?
I do.
Okay. So, end of Pujols' career. We'll get into the last Pujols stats of TBP. He had 1,405 extra base hits in his career and 1,404 strikeouts in his career. That is 22 years, 1,404 strikeouts. In comparison, we're looking at Mike Trout. He had, in 12 years, he has 1,354 strikeouts and only 1,543 hits. Just hits in general in 12 years. So, incredible career for Pujols. Definitely a Hall of Fame level. Yeah. And nothing better.
That's crazy.
I do want to just... Pujols' number is fantastic, yes. But I came across a number in regards to that that stomps that number. The great Tony Gwynn.
Oh, yes. 20-year career.
3,000-plus hits. 434 strikeouts. His entire career.
That's steady.
434 strikeouts for Tony Gwynn. In 20 years of playing baseball, the man struck out.
Damn.
It is insane how credible. The most he ever struck out in a season was 40 times. The most he ever struck out in
how
a single season.
How many at-bats did he have that year?
In that season, at-bats, he had 589.
Jeez.
589, 40 strikeouts. The man... Again, not trying to... Pujols, impressive number, but...
Yes, no, that... Gwynn is ridiculous.
For those of you who just know, Tony Gwynn was...
The greatest
king
hitter.
In terms of that.
R.I.P.
The guy never... He always made contact.
Yeah.
Just insane. Right. Insane to think about that. When I saw that number, 438, I was just jaw dropped. Like, how... In 20 years, you struck out 400... There are people who strike out 400 times in a season.
Yes.
These days.
Well,
I mean, that's actually a bit much. But like 200 times a season.
Yeah.
That's happened.
150 to 200 is what they're averaging right now for the big guys that are getting a lot of at bats.
And he did it, 438. Yeah. Wow. So yeah, shouts to the those two guys, right? Legends right there. Hall of Famers. Pujols definitely a first ballot. And Tony Gwynn, again, RIP to that legend right there.
So can I get a drum roll, please, for the count right now? Currently, we are at $257 of our 300 goal. So we're only...
$43 away.
There you, wow, look at you doing math on air. That was risky. That was risky.
That
you
was.
You got it, though. You got it.
Hey, you miss 100% of shots you don't take.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Wayne Gretzky.
Do you have a North Michael State Scott. Update for us today, Brad?
I do.
Okay. You want to
I got a quick one.
All right. Let's do it. Oh, wait. Facts.
He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update. Ah, yes, another week of North State updates. And currently the men's soccer, well, they're on a two-game win streak. They are 6-3-4 right now.
Oh, right.
I'll give it to you.
Let's do it one more time.
I appreciate that. This past week, they beat Cal State East Bay and Stanislaus State. Both 2-0 victories. They'll be heading over to Cal State San Marcos on Friday and Cal State San Bernardino on Sunday. Now, on to the women. Currently, they're 6-2-4 record right now. They got a victory against Cal State East Bay as well. 2-0 victory. And they tied with Cal State Stanislaus State, should I say. 0-0 tie. Again, they'll be heading over to Cal State San Marcos and Cal State San Bernardino with the men this weekend. Next home stand will be against Cal State Dominguez Hills and Monterey Bay the weekend after. Going into prep football, well, how the mighty are starting to fall right now. PV football on a 3-game losing streak, and this last loss was, it was not pretty. They lost to Enterprise, although they are 6-0. They lost 31-0.
Damn.
It was
not
pretty. So
Enterprise is good this year.
No, I mean, they've always been a solid team to play against. They're a difficult team to win or beat. But this year, it looks like they're the real deal. They might actually go some places in the playoffs.
Brad, I'm going to need to pause you right there.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at a show total of $287.
Woo!
$13 away from
goal. Let's go.
Right now is the time to jump on. You can call us 530-895-0131. We are $13 away from our goal. You could Venmo at KZFR901. You could go online, KZFR.org, and donate. We are $13 away from our goal with 5 minutes left. Can you come through in the clutch? Do you have the clutch gene in you? I dare you. Right now, $13 away from our show goal.
You know what? I'll double dare you guys. All right, so now you have to do it.
Oh, now you double dare.
Who do we need
a shout out?
We need a shout out Stephanie, which I'm imagining is going to be your fiance.
What's up, babe? Thank you.
And Mary.
Shout out
to
Mary.
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 Our Mary?
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
hey, Mary.
It might be Mary.
By the way.
Mer, as we call her.
All right.
Back to it.
Back to it real quick. We actually had a win last week in a Chico uniform. Chico High. They beat Red Bluff 35-12. And that all leads into Emma Bowl week. This Friday, Peavy, Chico, it'll be a home game for Chico High. So I would imagine it's either going to be over at Chico State or it's going to be over at the... It'll be at their new field?
Yeah.
Okay. I just haven't seen them actually have a game there at their new field when they're home. So it's always been Chico State. So I'm actually excited to see it at their new stadium.
What?
They've always had it at Chico State when it's for Chico High home games.
We literally went to Almond Bowl and sat on the sidelines.
Did we?
2 years in a row.
Yeah, 2 years in a row.
At the PV. At Chico High's.
I thought it was at Chico State. Oh, wow.
No.
Bad memory. All right. Wow. I take that back.
I literally have pictures of us on the sideline.
We went
at the game.
2 years in a row. Same spot, baby.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, then, I stand corrected. And last but not least.
Some local he is.
I've got a bad memory. And last but not least, another beatdown. Durham is now 4-2 after a 54-0 loss to East Nicholas, which is 5-1 this year. So not a great way to start off the conference, but you know what? The season's still going. So that is my North State update.
Very good, sir. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole. It looked really bad. Draymond Green has stepped away from the team for a couple
days. He didn't punch him. He slept him.
Yeah, he slugged him. It wasn't good. He got him pretty good. Draymond Green, obviously a guy who's been in fights before. Oftentimes we see basketball players do the hold me back. There was no hold me back. No, he just walked up to him and cold cocked him. He stole on him, if you will. He's at a point now where it looks like he will... I don't know what's next.
Yeah, who knows?
It's a bad look, no doubt. We already
said
that.
It's terrible.
I don't know what else to say other than that. Yeah, Draymond.
We can keep it moving. Yeah, we'll find out more over the coming days. I do think this is interesting, but I don't want to get too lost in the sauce here. Rudy, let's just do some picks real quick. If you could, please,
yeah,
sir.
Quick shout out to John Loken and Laces Out text group that I was just added to 2 weeks ago. Beautiful group. Shout out to them. Anywho, new week, new money. I got the under Bears and the Washington Commanders, which is our Thursday night game.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So both teams are trash. Get the under at 40 points. 49ers minus 5.5 against the Falcons. Patriots on the road, +3 against the Browns. One more team. Where am I? Cardinals on the road, -3 against the Seahawks. Let's get that money, boys. Let's get it.
Let's go. All right. Grinds my gears time.
Oh, yes.
Rudy's got one. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Let's start with Rudy then. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When a kicker misses a field goal or any kick and the whole team, like, congratulates him, why, bro? You have one job and you miss a damn kick? Let's go, dude.
That's fair.
Yeah, damn. No, I always say a kicker should never miss. You should always make it. I know it's tough.
All right, so, I got one real quick. Oh, wait, hold on, there we go.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you order delivery and they give you a window of an hour. What are we doing here? Like, how hard is it to figure out? It takes you X amount of time to cook the food, and based on my geolocation, it'll take X amount to drive it to me.
I feel like at least a 20-minute window.
That's acceptable.
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
15-20 minute window.
An hour is ridiculous. Yeah,
anything over 30 minutes, you're excessive.
Yeah.
A bit excessive.
All right.
Yeah, I got one.
You got one?
Yeah, I do.
All right, let's do it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When a pedestrian just walks into a street when the cross traffic has no stop sign and they don't look at all both ways.
They just keep walking.
The onus is on you not to kill them.
Yeah. Now, granted, it will still be my fault if I do hit them because pedestrians do have that right away. But I'm just simply saying, my dude, look both ways.
That's right.